This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Yes, it's Muhammad Hijab Channel, but I'm doing the introduction.
You've been doing that all the time now.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. You give me the privilege, Aki. You give me the privilege, really take it. And it's an honor for us to be on your channel, to be starting it. Let me ask you a question. What do you deem as success and happiness? Like, to you, what is it personally to you? What is success? What is happiness?
Well, I think it's a very powerful question. And I think before we get there, it's important to know what as Muslims we don't believe success is.
Okay, so the opposite. So let's start with
the whole negation affirmation thing.
No problem, let's do that.
To talk negatively about it, we don't accept that the capitalistic liberal definition of success is that the more money you have, the more successful you are.
Okay.
The Quran actually gives us a template for success in Surah Al-Asr, as you know, wal asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu. Everyone is in a state of loss, yes, except for those who believe and do good works. And they exhort one another to truth, and they exhort one another to patience. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Mujadila, in chapter 58, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. That Allah, He raises and ranks those who believe amongst you, and the ones who have been given knowledge in ranks. So here we have another part of the success formula. You have to have iman, which one of the prerequisites for it is ikhlas, in sincerity.
Yeah.
And then obviously knowledge as well, and the religion.
Yeah.
And that's why the Prophet has something in the hadith, may yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihhu fid din. Whoever Allah wants good for, He makes him knowledgeable, understand the religion.
Yeah.
And we also know that from the ayah, which is, I don't want to go into like a long discussion, but suffice it for me to say that the idea that having money equates to success is something which is unfounded, actually.
Yes.
Like, because how can you even prove that?
Yeah, exactly.
If we talk about influence as well, like if we put away the religious discourse for a second and talk about just the idea of influence, yeah?
Yeah.
If success is the extent to which, and many people have defined it thusly, like the extent to which you have an impact on society.
Yeah.
This new phenomena that we're seeing nowadays, like six-figure phenomena, being a high-value man and make a lot of money, and all this kind of things we're seeing, like Red Pill movement and generally, which has already been like the precursor for that was liberalism anyway, capitalism anyway. So they're just taking capitalism and making another kind of sub-ideology from it. But really and truly, how many millionaires are there in the world today? There are a lot of millionaires. There are a lot of people that are very, very wealthy, but they will be forgotten in the next 100 years.
Yes.
So even if you take away that religious narrative, you still got this idea that you can be completely successful without actually being wealthy at all. There are people in history that are ranked, for example, Pantheon, this is like a website, they rank the most influential people and they base it on certain things, how much they've been mentioned, how much their legacy continues. By the way, Muhammad Sassam is number one.
Wow.
This is a non-Islamic thing, it's called Pantheon.
Yeah.
But even that, if you consider the variables, like William Shakespeare, who died, I think, 1616. If you can compare him with the most rich person of his time, the most wealthy person of his time, I would submit to you that William Shakespeare was more influential.
Mm.
We're speaking about Shakespeare now. Charles Dickens, the same thing can be said, although he did have a business interest, to be fair.
Yeah.
And what I'm not trying to say is that you can't have a business interest. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that there's a law of diminishing returns. Yeah. There's a point where having money doesn't actually, if it does not fulfill your objective, which is legacy creating from an influential perspective, then you can't say that it's success, especially not from our perspective. So this idea that being a six-figure guy and having two or three wives or having so many wives is success, this is a Western idea, actually, to be honest with you, bro. Mm.
The point is this, why is this obsession with thinking, who said to you nine-figure, eight-figure, six-figure, five-figure, who told you that this is success? What you're doing is you're looking around you and being manipulated by these videos of individuals who's maybe living an actual that lifestyle or not, irrelevant. And what you're doing is you're thinking with your aql and thinking, ah, he must be happy, he's got bare girls, he's got money, he's got cars. Who told you that you'll be happy like that? Who told you? You will not be happy like that. Happiness doesn't come with the wealth that you have. Yeah. Let me tell you something, yeah? Well, I've been to your house as well, yeah? I live in a one bedroom flat. Me, my wife and my two daughters in the same room, bro. In the same room, okay?
Yeah.
Wallahi, uqsam billahi, if I'm lying, I am so happy and content. And I don't own the house, I pay rent. Every month I pay rent, people are mortgage, etc. Wallahi, you know why? Not that I'm pious, not that I have something that no one else has. The point is this, I trust that my happiness comes from Allah, not the money, the wealth and the stuff that I have. I used to drive a Toyota Prius, I used to do Uber. Do you know why I mentioned this? People are like, why do you find the need to mention it? Because I'm trying to drill it in your mind, in your head. Happiness and success is not based on what you drive. Now, if I had the money, would I be driving a Bentley? Best believe so. If I had the money, would I buy in a house with 5 mansions and 3 toilets? Best believe so. But the point is this, carrying money in your hand and carrying it in your heart are 2 separate things. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that a day will come that your enemies will come around you like they come to feast over dinner. And the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would it be that we are few in number? He said, no, rather you will be great in number. But, he said, Allah will take the fear of your enemies from their hearts towards you, and he will take and he will put the love of the dunya in your hearts.
حَبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَهَةِ الْمَوْتَ. You love the dunya, and you fear death.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're having today. You are chasing and willing to pay people like Andrew Tate and whoever it may be a certain amount of money because to get you, la ilaha illallah, are you that stupid? Wallah, I feel like starting something myself and charging you £500 so you can come and I can, if slapping was halal, slap you and say, here's your money, go back, stop being stupid, go back and learn your lesson, With that money you're going to spend there, the money you're going to spend there, look, wallahi, contentment. When I first came to Islam, bro, I think I was working at, you know those companies, they do stock take, beep, 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 wallahi, stock take, Tesco's. Contentment. You know why? Because I realized I have no happiness in my jahil life. And I had a lot of things. When I first came to Islam, I was doing dawah in the part-time, and I was doing stock take, £7-8 an hour, aki. Wallahi, I was so happy. I can pray on time. Because to me, happiness was different, bro. I left that lifestyle, aki. It doesn't bring me happiness.
Yeah, it's good that you're coming from perspective of someone that's been through both.
Yes, aki.
Why do people like this? Why do people feel like, why do we find Muslim men now who are finding this guy, Andrew Tate, like you've lived this life, and others like him, like Conor McGregor, like it's even people that are just like, pompous, but pompous in a materialistic way, where they're putting the dunya and they're making it like it's all about money and flashing things which are expensive, like showing their cars. And why do men, especially, why
men,
do we, why
women.
Are we finding, yeah, not women, but women. Like in this case, because it's like the red pill stuff and stuff, why are we finding this so attractive, bro?
The reason we're finding it is very simple, like the hadith we mentioned, bro, that the fear of death has been taken from us and the love of dunya has entered our heart. There is no other explanation to that, bro. And you need to reverse that. Because if the Messenger of Allah is saying that we're going to be hit with that, you know, just because you're hit with that doesn't mean you live with that, bro. It doesn't mean, okay, I fear death and I love the dunya. Okay, there was a point of my life I was like that, yeah? But I chose to reverse that and be like, I want the love of the hereafter and the fear of the dunya. Why can you not reverse that? Just because the Messenger of Allah said that doesn't mean I'm going to sit here and be in that. Change your condition. Allah does not change the condition of man until he changes what's within himself. So if you know you have that death, I hate it, dunya, I love it, it's the time that shows you have no connection with your Lord, and that you should slowly start working on what? Disconnecting yourself. You know why? Because you can die any second. This dunya is going to live, carry on after you. So the point I'm saying is it shows an insecurity and inferiority complex.
It does.
That your success is based on what? What the kuffar, these evil, these men who are sleeping around, this is your role model. One guy said, who's your role model? The Prophet, peace be upon him, and then Andrew Tate.
No way.
Can you imagine? The Messenger of Allah and Andrew, can you imagine the scum of this earth and the best of man to walk this earth? And we're not blaming the Prophet, maybe he didn't mean it like that. The point is this, is the level we're at. And there's many reasons to that, but.
Let me read something from the Quran.
Please do.
I want you to connect this because I feel like this is something that previous nations have dealt with before, So there's a figure in the Quran. I want to read the verses actually and translate it. It might take a little bit of time, but I think it's worth it. If you genuinely want to know the Islamic solutions to these issues of high value now, Muslim men who are meant to be like shuyukh types or individuals who are talabat al-ilm, they are producing programs and stuff for how to be of high value man. And I want them and other ones, you know, people like us, just yani, nataiz. And look at the ayat of the Quran. So I'm just going to read this ayat, and then we'll translate them, and then I want you to comment on them, please.
Okay.
Allah says the Quran, يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَنَا لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونُ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر لولا أمن الله علينا لخسف بنا ويكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. Now let me just translate, yeah? Allah says, verily, Qarun was of Moses' people, but he behaved arrogantly towards them. And we gave him of the treasures that which of the keys would have been a burden to a body of a strong man. Or of strong men. When his people said to him, do not be glad with ungratefulness to Allah's favors. Verily, Allah does not like those who are glad with ungratefulness to Allah's favors. But seek with that wealth which Allah has bestowed you, the home of the hereafter. And forget not your portion of the legal enjoyment in this world. And do good as Allah has been good to you. And seek not mischief in the land. Verily, Allah likes not the mufsidun. Those who commit great crimes and sins, oppressors, tyrants, mischief makers and corrupt. He said, Qarun said, this has been given to me only because of knowledge I possess. Did he not know that Allah had destroyed before him generations, men who were stronger than him in might and greater in the amount of riches they had collected? But the mujrimun, the criminals, the disbelievers, the polytheists and sinners will not be questioned of their sins because Allah knows them well and so will be punished without account. So he went forth before his people in his pomp and his arrogance. Those who are desirous of the life of this world said, ah, would that we had like of what Qarun had been given. Verily, he is the owner of great fortune. But those who had been given religious knowledge said, woe to you, the reward of Allah in the hereafter is better for those who believe and do righteous deeds. And this none shall attain except those who are patient. So we caused the earth to swallow him and his dwelling place. And he had no group or party to help him against Allah, nor was he one of those who could save himself. And those people who had desired for a portion like his portion the day before began to say, no, know you not that it is Allah who enlarges the provision or restricts it to whomever he pleases of his slaves? Had it not been that Allah was gracious to us, he could have caused the earth to swallow us up also. Know you not that the disbelievers will never be successful? That home of the hereafter, i.e. paradise, shall assign to those who rebel not against the truth with pride and oppression in the land, nor do mischief by committing crimes. And the good end is for those muttaqun, the pious.
I mean, it's very simple. Like I said before, Harun, what did he say?
Qarun.
He said, this is Qarun, yeah?
Yeah?
He said, it's because of this knowledge that I have. Again, yeah. Does it go to Aki? Aql. And it literally Aql, yeah. He's saying, what I possessed here is what has given me this. And where Allah is saying, it is him. He is the one that's giving you that, yeah? And he's saying, no, I ascribe it to myself. This success that I have, I ascribe it to myself. And this is where, very crucial, Aki. When you think your happiness lies in figures or being in a certain state, you are basically thinking that if you reach that status, that you gain that. You become arrogant. Exactly. I'll be honest with you. Arrogance comes in, you know, it was my hard work, etc.
Exactly.
Yeah? And you go down the look, very simple, like Allah says, you might hate something which is good for you and love something which is bad for you. Very simple. When you ask Allah for something, ask him what is good for you. Because anything that you think in your head, you think that is good for you might be your destruction. Ask Allah, say, oh Allah, if this is good for me, give it to me. If it's not, keep it away from me. This is what you call contentment.
And, you know
and
what?
Then when Allah gives you, you are content with it.
I was going to say, do you know, like recently this Tate, because the Tate effect, yeah?
Yeah.
He was kicked off social media. I didn't watch it, but apparently he did like a goodbye message.
Yeah,
he looked very
demoralized
and defeated, yeah?
Yeah.
And he was even making apologies and stuff, which goes against what he was initially
doing. Just imagine if Allah took his life.
But you know, the discourse has changed, the tone has changed, the mask has dropped, bro.
Yes.
Like imagine, he's like Qarun in the story.
Yeah.
Like, sorry to say, And I'm not trying to deter him from becoming Muslim or anything like that, because I hope he does become Muslim. But for him to really become Muslim and turn to Islam, he has to take away this materialism that he currently possesses, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because the true submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not your own nafs or your own desire.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that Qarun, he came out, فَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَةِ. He came out of his, to his people with his own like pomp and adornments. And people were like, yeah, we wish this, that is success. They consider that to be success. When he was destroyed, they were like, you know what? Actually, we're not, he's not in a favorable position. When people saw that, it's, do you know what's worse than being in a low place? It's to go up and then go to a low place. So the fact that he had all of this algorithm in his favor, and then he went, now he's not, he's deplatformed. He's actually been canceled. He said, I can't be canceled. He's been deplatformed, finished. He's canceled. So, okay, now he's like that. People are thinking, you know what? That wasn't a feasible or tenable model. People are even look at him now thinking, nah, forget it. Same thing with Conor McGregor, bro. Like, quite frankly, we saw him walking around the billionaire strut, then he got finished a few times on the ring, and people are like, actually, that's not a tenable model. Because you're not being ingenuous and authentic about your own your human vulnerability.
Exactly.
You have to put forward this fake macho-ness as a man that, yeah, I'm this big man and I can't be touched, I'm invincible. Yeah. Bro, there was a post that, what's his name, Tate Dunn, where he was saying, I am God. Achi, look, if you are God, how can God be the platform?
Yeah.
How can God be taken off every single platform from Instagram, from YouTube and this and that? Come
and
on, bro.
You have to do a video like you're gonna cry. Very simple.
Yeah, so sorry, one more thing. Just on this point with the story, the people who truly believe it's a test, it's a litmus test, bro, because the true people that had their heart connected to the akhirah, they were never falling for this in the first place. It's only those who are weak in the, like in the dunya, and they have been fitna in the dunya, that will end up having to, even if they don't have the funds for it, bro,
they'll end up,
bro, imagine this, you don't have the funds for it, but you're going to have now rent a car, a Bentley car, or an Aston Martin. You drive around in an A-class, 2001 edition, and you have you make 30 grand a year, which is fine. This is fine. Nothing be wrong. Humble with it, and I'm happy with that.
Alhamdulillah.
However, alhamdulillah, that's actually more than 99% of the world's population. However, now you are Muslim guy, meant to be a da'iyah, and you and your friends are going around in Bentleys and talking about being a high value man. Isn't this humiliation? Has Allah humiliated with your own fitna? You are your fitna into muftatan. You have become muftatan in dunya, and you have now spilled that over to other people. You are selling dunya to the people. When the Sahaba came to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one Sahabi, very famous hadith. Sorry to go, but I'm going on about this. But one, he said, "Adulni ala shay'in idha fa'altuhu ahabbani Allah wa ahabbani an-nas." Tell me of something that if I do it, the people will love me and Allah will love. Allah will love me and the people will do it. He said, "Izhad fi dunya yuhibbuka Allah." If you leave off the dunya, Allah will love you. Yeah. Wazhad fima inda an-nas, and leave off what the people have and the people will love you. See, already now, even the layman, when they look at individuals like this who are meant to be Islamically practicing, going into Bentley cars and trying to flash around, and they're not about that life, quite frankly, they're not about that life, and they're not even that rich anyway. They're mechanics or whatever they do for a living. They're not even about that life, and they're pumping weights in a gym, and they can't even do that much weights, to be honest with you. And they're not about it. And you're faking it until you're making it, then people think, this guy's a fake, bruv. How can you go from imitating Sheikh Fawzan to Naam and this and that, to imitating Andrew Tate? Bro, this is all acting. The whole thing is an act. Your persona is an act. Then you consider YouTube as a playing ground for your acts. It's a role for you. So people, even the lay people, see like Muslims doing these things, and like, what are you doing? Like, do you know what I'm trying to say? Izhad fima inda an-nas yuhibbuka an-nas, and that's why people are starting to dislike you. You know, man ja'ala dunya akbar hammahu. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever makes the dunya his biggest ham, ja'ala faqrahu bayna aynay. He makes his poverty in front of his eyes. Whereas if you make the akhirah akbar hammak, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you make the akhirah your biggest concern, atathu dunya wa hiya raghima. The dunya comes to you and it's been compelled to do so, like an animal. Raghima, literally like an animal being come to you like that.
Wallahi, that's so true, man.
If you put your heart into the dunya, wallahi, it's like a shadow. You walk towards it, wallahi, and it runs away from you. Come on, bruv. Don't make it as if you have two wives. They're telling me something about two wives. Akhi, don't make it, and don't lie to the public, to the men out there. We'll talk about polygamy at length. Yeah, we have been. Let's be honest. Don't make it seem as if being in polygamy is going to make you a happy man. It might make you, it's actually harder for your life.
True.
Make your whole life harder.
I agree.
I'll tell you something. For the most part, if you do polygamy, the pain will be more than the pleasure. Don't make this perfect life and this utopia. For you as a man, the pain will be more than the pleasure. So let's be honest about these things, isn't it? So romanticism and utopias.
That's a different topic as well, yeah, because we can blame the first wife for causing that pain as well. So the thing is, it really, because at the end of the, so that's a different topic in itself.
No, but it's difficult, actually.
It is. Don't get it twisted.
But religion is difficult, yeah.
It is difficult, but it's from the deen. But so the thing, what I'm saying is, that again, if you look at it, subhanAllah, that even if you take these people as role models, look how they are, like you said, deplatformed, etc. Yeah, again, because you're putting your happiness into an individual, seek Allah, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put that effort into that, man. If you're going to borrow money to sign up to course, whoever it's done by, wallahi, just instead of doing that, invest in, look, like the Prophet said, sadaqah will never make you poor. Yeah? Give a sadaqah. When was the last time you borrowed money to give a sadaqah? Yeah? Look, in a nutshell, I don't want to go too much, but again, what I'm saying is very simple. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? Look, this dunya is going to leave you. It's as simple as that. Okay, live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the ever living, and your happiness lies with Him. Not Andrew Tate, Ali Dawah, Muhammad Hijab, this guy, that guy, this course. It is not. Okay, if you're teaching...
It's actually quite disappointing, bro, the whole thing. It's so disappointing.
It's
how fickle, how fragile, and how weak we are, the Muslim are. Wallahi, the men, we gave the women a hard time last time, bro. Like, you know, the whole polygamy thing.
Yeah,
now it's time to give the men a hard time. You guys, quite frankly, Muslim men of our, you don't know how to be men.
Yes.
And you, for you to, for a man to look up to a man like, sorry to say, like these guys, like Andrew Tate, and those who copy him, his Muqallids, from the Muslim community, for you to look up to that, then I'm sorry to say there's a problem in you, innit?
Exactly,
the problem in you.
Exactly. So that's it, bro. We don't want to make it too long. But and that's not it. The grilling for the brothers are going to be coming with the Red Bull movement. You know, I've actually dedicated a whole set, which I'm actually painting my whole wall and everything myself, because it's a big... And feminism and Red Bull, these are destroying the households. And we want to, inshallah, reverse that and make the family unit that we're talking about.
But Ali Dawah, you're going to tell me now how to become a high-value man?
Huh? Huh? Well, yeah, you need to start off with, you know, kissing my dad. Yeah, wallahi, may Allah make us high value men in front of his eyes, wallahi.
Yeah,
being
right.
A mu'min. Wallahi, if we can die as a believer that Allah accepted one deed, Allah said, this deed was specifically for me, wallahi, success is there. That to me is the highest value man I could ever be. Because in front of my Lord, I want value in front of Allah. I don't want value in front of a woman, in front of this guy, that guy. I want my value in front of Allah, that when I stand in front of, like when they look at, I think it was Abdullah bin Masood, when he was on a tree and the Sahaba laughed and said, look at his skinny legs. And the Messenger of Allah said, if you knew, you know his legs are like the way of Mount Uhud in the sight of Allah.
You're right, man.
Wallahi, that is a value.
I wonder if these brothers, just to add to your point.
Yeah, that's it, wallahi.
I was going to say, just to add to that point.
Yeah.
Do you know these brothers who are using the term high value now, especially in regards to money thing?
Yeah.
If you look at someone like Abu Huraira.
Yeah, wallahi.
Someone who's
impoverished.
Is he low level guy now?
Bro, wallahi, I think if I'm mistaken, Abdullah, maybe he wasn't that wealthy. Wallahi, I would have been like, you know what they'll say? They'll say this man has no value. Skinny, not much money, this, that. Wallahi, they would say this man, disregard him. But wallahi, what did the Prophet said? His legs are like Mount Uhud, the weight in sight of Allah. This is where we want our value. Not by how strong you look, how you look. Wallahi, I'll be honest with you. We're not very big guys. Yeah, the weak inside. Wallahi, I'll be honest with you. It's not how big you are. It's not how big your muscles are or etc. This, that. And I'm not talking about this guy here. I'm not talking about... In general, wallahi, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah...
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.